be part of it too. Alrighty then. Let's see if we're getting a live feed now. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Alright. Oh, gotta love live radio and all that good stuff. But, I think we're online now. Anyway, I apologize for the mix-up. Every once in a while, when you're the chief cook and bottle washer, you know, the announcer, the engineer, call screener, and everything else that has to do with the radio show, I mean, I am pretty much it. I've got 27 programs running on my computer here trying to keep in track of every one of them and get on the air. And every once in a while, something doesn't work right. But we are live. So anyway, welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It's Thursday, October 25th, 2018. And I'm still on my shakedown cruise. Sorry about that. I've been already done 2 hours of live radio and was talking the whole time. And I've got the old goobers in the throat as usual. Anyway, this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing that's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And we've got all kinds of stuff on that site. There's lots of good information. We have links to our new CTFO CBD oil product or company. And the products that I've used from that company have been outstanding, especially their sleep aid, and I encourage you to check it out. They're very reasonably priced. They're all organic, U.S. sourced, no toxic chemicals used in the production, just top-notch quality products, and great things to check out. So check that out. Scroll to the bottom of the homepage while you're there also and click on the Facebook button. It'll take you to the Facebook page set up for the show. And I've been posting articles up there all day long and all yesterday, and there's a lot of stuff up there that we won't get to today. But I encourage you to check it out. And while you're there, hit the like button so other people can find out about the show. And maybe they, too, can learn to restore their health naturally using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. You never know. By forwarding that link and clicking the like button and other people know about this program, you may actually save their life. It's entirely possible. Anyway, I apologize about this goober stuff. It's just, you know, it's racking up. Anyway, Thursdays are always tough days because I get 3 hours of radio almost back-to-back. Anyway, also we have a toll-free number for product information and orders for the longevity products we talk about. That number is 855-80-YOUNG, 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864. Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls, and they're very knowledgeable in both the product line and the home-based business opportunity. So if you got a question about anything having to do with the longevity products, I'm so sorry, the longevity products and or the home-based business opportunity that they support, call that number, 855-809-6864, and talk to one of our great folks. Now, if you've got questions about the CBD products or the pulse electromagnetic therapy, then you need to contact me directly, which you can do by clicking the Contact Me button. It gives you the option of using the phone number that's listed there, or you can use the email form that pops up there in your browser, and you can send me an email message. Just keep in mind, I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards, and anything that comes in will get a response usually within a few hours. I've got one from the last show dealing with the pulse electromagnetic therapy that I am in the process of getting together and sending out to them. And just a lot of good information. But bear with me. When the show's over, I'll cover anything that comes in. Oh, goodness. I apologize. I was up late last night. Only got about 6 hours of sleep. And it was good sleep, but it was short sleep. And it's taking its toll. So, coffee and Beyond Tangy Tangerine and light my way through the show today. Hopefully that'll clear up my throat a little bit, too. And, let's see here. So we got Facebook information, we got the toll-free number, all that good stuff. Keep in mind the products, the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests, and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the Alphabet agencies out there listening in. Also, the nothing said on this show should be construed as diagnosing, treating, or curing any kind of a health issue. Lastly, if you go to the radio shows tab on the website, scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see a chat room, and that's there for your use. It was set up by at the request of some of the listeners. It gives another option that you can use to communicate amongst yourselves and to post questions on the show if you are not able or don't want to call into a live show. You can utilize this, and I try and keep it on top of my screen so if something comes in, I will see it and be able to respond accordingly. And lastly, the number to call into the show is 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787, and let's see, and I am just typing in a search for something I saw yesterday. I covered on the earlier show, and I made the mistake of closing the page down, and so because of that, I'm doing another dig here to try and find some extra stuff. And this is something that just floored me when I saw it. Excuse me, just a minute. Sorry about that. I had a goober bubble in my throat and I didn't want to clear it out of the air any more than I have been. But yesterday I was on my way to church and I stopped and was at a place that had TVs going with the usual talk shows. The volume was down, so I couldn't hear what was being said, but on the subtitles, I saw a thing about 25% of millennials suffer PTSD-like symptoms as a result of the 2016 presidential election, and that just floored me. I said, you have got to be kidding. So I had, the last show I talked about, I had an article that I found that was from, let's look at this one from InfoWars, I can trust them, usually anyway. of course, they got some good graphics too. Shock study, 25% of millennials suffering from Trump election PTSD. MSM narrative creating measurable effects of Trump derangement syndrome in millennial snowflakes. I love their subtitles. And the 2016 election of Donald Trump was so traumatic for some liberal snowflakes that they've reported symptoms of PTSD, according to a study released Monday. Researchers surveyed students at the Arizona State University and found that 25% of the 769 students reported clinically significant levels of stress after Trump became president. The study researchers did little to hide their own bias, claiming that Trump's divisive tone about race was responsible for spiking their stress levels. Oh my. let's see here. Lead researcher Melissa Hagen, an assistant professor of psychology at San Francisco State University, believes that the divisive tone about race, identity, and what makes a valuable America really heightens stress for a lot of people. Oh, boy. Translation, the incessant fake news coverage of President Trump, including the constant assurances that Hillary Clinton would win the 2016 election, misled many voters into thinking that a racist, misogynist dictator became president with the help of the Russians. If you believe that, of course, you'd be stressed. Sadly, the media ignores the reality of Trump's many successes, including record consumer optimism and stock market highs, record job highs and unemployment lows, historic tax cuts and deregulation, the collapse of ISIS, and the confirmations of two well-qualified originalist justices to the Supreme Court. Well, that last one I'm not so sure about, especially the last guy. Kavanaugh is not a constitutionalist. He's not an originalist. He's a carbon copy of Kennedy. He puts Supreme Court precedent above the Constitution, which is absolutely asinine. So I do not have high hopes for anything good coming out of Kavanaugh. I think what was done to him during the confirmation process was absolutely totally unjustified and typical of the left, but I am not optimistic that he's going to be anything good on the Supreme Court. Basically, we traded one for the same, you know, just a younger version of the same person. He is not a constitutionalist by any stretch of the imagination. The Constitution he carries is nothing but a prop. So, anyway, other than that, I pretty much agree with what they said in this last paragraph. Trump derangement syndrome has been extensively observed in millennial snowflakes since Trump's inauguration in 2017, but after almost 2 years of overwhelmingly negative media coverage, leftist SJWs have now shown clinical signs that they've lost their collective minds. That's good. We're in a fight. Mass censorship of conservatives and libertarians is exploding. You've already seen this with the demonization of Ultimate Purge and Ultimate Purge of InfoWars and other alternative media outlets by mega corporations working in tangent to stifle competition. But you are important in this fight. Anyway, that's not part of the article. I got carried away. Let's see here. I guess that was the end of the article, surprisingly enough. There's a little video here. I'm going to see how long it is, and then maybe we will listen to it. We'll see. Got to go through the little 6 minute lead in, as you, or 6 second lead in, and the promo. Come on. All right. Globalist media agenda can be stopped. Now we're going to pass that up. I will put this in the chat room, however, and I think I'll go ahead and post it to Facebook page as well. So if you want to watch the video, you can get it from there. Where is my Facebook? There it is. Sorry about that. I got 27 different browser windows open, and it makes for some interesting stuff sometimes, trying to get things put where they belong. But by the way, the phone lines are open if you want to call in with any kind of questions, comments, anything like that. 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787. And we will get you on as quickly as we can. So anyway, we had that. Now, going right along with the Trump derangement syndrome and the poor little liberal snowflakes, you know, the one good thing is it's only 25%. That means 75% of millennials may have half a chance of being, you know, decent members of society, having two brain cells to rub together, and might actually contribute to society rather than take away from it as the millennial snowflakes are doing. I mean, these people virtually are just parasites. They haven't contributed anything worthwhile. All they do is sit around playing on their phones all day, complain that Trump's president, go out and burn things, break things, you know, beat up on old people that are trying to drive their car down the streets of Portland, Oregon. You know, whatever the case might be, these people are, you know, waste of flesh as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, it's just one of those things that's sad, but that's part of living in this country now that the, you know, the liberal media has just run amok and no one is trying to get them stopped and controlled. Many deaths occur. Wait a minute, let's stop for a second. Now, deep state poll rolls out staged bomb attacks on CNN headquarters, just as Mike Adams and Alex Jones publicly predicted on multiple video broadcasts. Exactly as publicly predicted by myself and Alex Jones, the anti-American globalists are now running pipe bomb false flags against CNN. This is not merely similar to what we publicly predicted would take place before the midterm elections. It is exactly what we publicly predicted would take place. We even named CNN as the most likely target to be selected by the globalist operatives running the operation. And this is just false flag stuff. They're scared to death that they're going to lose the midterm elections, and they're resorting to virtually anything, including sending fake bombs to other members of the same bunch and trying to blame it on, you know, conservatives, you know, people that like Trump and that kind of thing. And there is a corresponding article that in the same thing, if I can find it here. Fake pipe bomb hoax reveals last-ditch desperation of self-victimizing Democrats who are terrified of losing the midterm elections. The fake pipe bomb events we all witnessed today is nothing more than Democrats mailing fake pipe bombs to other Democrats. This is their last desperate ploy to try to control the outcome of the midterm election. They're terrified of losing, for good reason. And with all that loss will come the implosions of the Democrat Party, the mass arrest of thousands of deep state traitors, which is coming, and the exposing of the left-wing media as a lying anti-American journo-terrorism operation that despises truth and democracy. And I hate that word democracy being pulled in here when we're talking about a republic. You know, get the right terms. Democracy is one of the nastiest, most disgusting forms of government in the history of the world. It is not what we have here in the United States, or at least it's not what we're supposed to have here in the United States. One might argue that we actually have it. But it's not a good thing. We want democracy to fail and fall away, and we want our republic back. Anyway, the fake pipe bombs sent to the addresses of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, CNN, and other pathetic propaganda attempts based on bombs that look like nothing more than road flares taped to kitchen timers. They aren't even good fakes. They're so obviously not real bombs that much of the internet is mocking the entire affair, pointing out that even Ahmed the Clock Boy built a more sophisticated bomb. Oh, but in that case, Obama declared it to be a clock, not a bomb, remember? Proper pipe bombs don't have wires connected to both ends. That's bum, observed Tom Sawyer, who describes himself as a former bomb disposal officer. A proper timer would best be stored inside the pipe, making it fully encapsulated, he says. This is nearly the same as a bundle of road flares wrapped together with an old-timey alarm clock ticking away. And the fake clock taped to the pipe bomb doesn't even have an alarm function, which is imperative. You know, you can't have a trigger for a bomb if it doesn't have an alarm function. According to the analysis by hashtag Anon, reported by Neo Revolt, the low-cost clock taped to the fake pipe bomb didn't even have an alarm function. So by now you've heard that none of the bombs delivered to the Dems today actually worked. Turns out hashtag Anon were able to locate the actual make and model of the clock taped to one of the bombs, and it doesn't even have an alarm function. In other words, it can't count down to anything. It's literally just sitting making a scary-looking pipe or bomb prop. If that doesn't reek of desperation, I don't know what does. Here's a picture of the China-made dashboard clock, also available on Amazon.com, which shows that the simple clock has no alarm function at all. With this fake pipe bomb hoax, the deep state Democrats desperately hoped that if they mailed enough fake pipe bombs to each other, they could all blame Trump and proclaim conservatives to be terrorists. But the real violence and terrorism in America comes from the radical left. Antifa mobs, that's exactly what they are, mobs. They are not protesters, they are mobs. They are not protesting, they are rioting. Crazed left-wing shooters at congressional softball games, death threats from left-wing comedians and singers, a constant stream of hate-filled drivel from the America-hating Hollywood, and democracy, again, there we are, Republic-hating deep-straight state media that pushes fake conspiracy theories about Trump, and let's not leave out, which they did, the everlasting and ever-running string of crap coming from the late-night talk show hosts. I will not mention names. They're all the same. They just have different faces, but they're running the same line of garbage constantly against Trump. Had someone done the same thing against Obama in the last two terms, there would have been hell to pay. They'd have been off the air after the first show. But because it's Trump and it's a conservative, these left-wing schmucks can sit there and say anything they want, up to and including let's kill the guy, and nothing happens. Immediate release of the bomb photograph proves it's all propaganda, not a real forensic investigation. Even more shockingly, photographs of the bomb devices have been almost immediately released to the public, proving the real purpose is propaganda, not a serious law enforcement investigation. If law enforcement were generally concerned about these pipe bombs, they would not be releasing photos to the public. That's right, and the photos would be much more worthwhile. The photo in this thing is obviously one taken by some idiot with a cell phone. It has no evidentiary value whatsoever. There's no scale in it to show the size of things. It's out of focus. The angle is wrong. The lighting is wrong. And I can tell you that as a certified forensic photography expert by the FBI. Yeah, they're good for a few things. Anyway, but alas, here's a widely circulated photo depicting one of the fake bombs. And also, if it was a real bomb, why on earth would law enforcement allow a journalist to get so close to it? And that's what Tom Sawyer said. Nailed it. Also, the photo doesn't appear to be taken by a bomb tech or a crime scene investigator. Bad angle, poor lighting, etc. If it's being taken by a journalist, why would they let them near a live pipe bomb? Good question. Because those things are unstable, and just talking on their cell phone or using their cell phone to photograph it could trigger it if it was a real live bomb, in fact. No Democrats have denounced the rising mob violence of the lunatic left. No, actually, they have encouraged it. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Diane Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, all the leaders of the Democratic Party, not a one of them. Note, too, that there are no Democrats who have denounced the rising mob violence of the lunatic left. In fact, they're calling for more violence. Hillary Clinton herself recently said that Democrats cannot be civil until they win more elections. Well, I sincerely hope that that doesn't happen, so that means Democrats will never be civil, nor have they ever really been. And we just need to deal with them. Maxine Waters has openly called for left-wing mobs to confront conservatives in restaurants and push back on them in any way that continues to escalate toward violence. Eric Holder recently suggested when Republicans go low, we kick them. Directly invoking mob violence and a kind of gang tactic that's used to stomp people on the ground. And Barack Obama famously said that if they're going to bring a knife to a gunfight, we bring a gun. Well, I bring a knife and a gun to every place I go, so actually several knives, and sometimes several guns. So we'll see who wins that one. The lunatic violence in America today is almost entirely owned by the deranged left. They are the ones issuing constant death threats against conservative speakers, bashing vehicles on public roads when they're driven by white men, calling for the killing of President Trump on social media, and threatening to overrun the country with armed communists who have adopted such names as by any means necessary. Since the election of President Trump in 2016, Democrats have descended into mob rule and deranged violence. Their effort is now to mail fake pipe bombs to themselves and then cry terrorism is nothing more than a lame attempt to distract America from the real source of violence and lawlessness in America, the lunatic mobs of the left. And I'll tell you what, very accurate. all the crap that's going on, sponsored by Democrats for the benefit of Democrats at the expense of conservatives. And it goes right along with the, you know, a lot of those butthurt, snowflake liberal millennials who are experiencing the PTSD-like syndrome symptoms are engaging in the mob violence. They're acting out now. They're having their little temper tantrum. So, what can I say? Sad. But, let's see here. Phone lines are still open. 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787. And let's see what else we got here. The other thing that I wanted to mention about these millennials, and we're going to see this probably in virtually every other bunch that comes along, is why millennials are so funky, so susceptible to these kind of things. And it goes right back to the whole reason this show's on the air. It's nutrition. Millennials have grown up eating processed crap. I won't say food, but processed crap that's made to resemble food. And they get no nutrition whatsoever. And the vast majority have been told by their doctors, oh, you don't need to supplement, that'll just give you expensive urine, you can get everything you need from eating your four main food groups, which they don't eat. They eat one main food group, which is Frankenfood. Frankenfood has no food value whatsoever, and that's why these people are so screwed up. Keep in mind that virtually every single issue or syndrome or whatever you want to call it listed in the DSM, which is the psychiatric manual, Bible, so to speak, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of so-called illnesses, mental illnesses, are all a result of a nutrient deficiency, most of them minerals. And that's why these people are so screwed up and so susceptible to this kind of thing, and it will continue to get worse, because until we get rid of all these companies out there making Frankenfoods, putting stuff on the market, you know, advertising it on TV, making everybody go down to buy their macaroni and cheese and, you know, Hot Pockets and whatever else that have virtually nothing in them of any nutritional value, America is going to get worse and worse and worse, and we're going to see more and more and more of all the different illnesses. I mean, type 2 diabetes used to be referred to as adult onset diabetes, and type 1 was juvenile onset, because type 1 is a situation where mom, when she was pregnant with the baby, didn't have what she needed to produce a healthy baby, therefore the pancreas didn't develop, and the baby doesn't produce insulin. And it's determined very quickly that this baby can't handle blood sugar, can't process it properly. Ergo, go juvenile onset type 1 diabetes. Until recently, you didn't see type 2 diabetes until people reached at least their 40s most of the time, or even higher. Now, because of the lack of nutrition in our so-called food sources, you're seeing 8 and 10-year-old kids with type 2 diabetes. And it's because they're not getting the nutrients they need to maintain proper health and blood sugar metabolism, and at the same time, virtually everything they eat is loaded with sugar. I've said this before, the turn of the last century, the average American ate half a pound of sugar a year. Today, the average American eats half a pound of sugar a day. And you wonder why we have so much trouble with blood sugar issues? Right there is it. So, what do? Get off the bad foods. Get on the 90 essential nutrients. You do those two things, and your body will not know what happened to it. It will want to jump up and down and scream Yahoo all day long. And we will also see a lot of these so-called illnesses and syndromes and symptoms that these millennial snowflakes are experiencing disappear. You know, people will have been known to take on conservative values just by getting the right nutrition because their brain functions the way it's supposed to. And you can now reason properly. You have logic that functions again. And you're not running off like a, you know, one great big emotion, you know, freaking out with everything that happens that's not to your liking. And I'll tell you what, if we could get the people in this country to stop eating the bad foods and take 90 essential nutrients for 90 days, you would not recognize America. It would be totally different. People would be happier. They would be sleeping better. There wouldn't be all this, you know, garbage going on, all this high drama and everything. Things would be a whole lot different. So all we can try and do is do it in our own little area and hope that it catches on. So anyway, let's see here. Just give me just a second. Got another one here that's kind of interesting. And this is typical. You're just getting old, says every U.S. medical doctor who wants to convince patients they need chemical medications for every symptom of aging. There's no such thing as a symptom of aging. It just happens to be that as you get older and you're not getting the nutrition you need, naturally your nutrition tank is going to become depleted. So you develop all these illnesses that are nutrient-related, or lack of nutrient-related, and because they happen later in life, because that's when your nutrient tank tends to run dry, the idiot MDs who have no nutritional training and don't, you know their butts from a hole in the ground are saying it's age-related. So you have age-related arthritis, age-related macular degeneration, age-related stupidity, age-related insomnia, age-related dementia. You know, a two-year-old could have dementia and in the future will. And that's what's scary, is all of the things that we're seeing now that are age-related. We have to have age-related type 2 diabetes or adult onset, but it's proven to be not age-related because now 8 and 10-year-olds have it. It's nutrition-related. And those same things that we're seeing now with like type 2 diabetes, we're going to start seeing with all the other things. You're going to start seeing in the next, you know, probably 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we're going to start seeing 6 and 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds with arthritis, with macular degeneration, with high blood pressure. Virtually everything we see now that we attribute to being an adult onset or age-related illness, we are going to start seeing in people younger and younger and younger as the nutritional levels in this country further slip down the tubes. Mark my words, I said it here on October 25th, 2018, sometime in the not-so-distant future, maybe while I'm still alive, you're going to start seeing these other age-related illnesses, as the doctors put it, showing up in younger and younger people down to the point where it's in children. Mark my words. So here are some of the typical lies told by the managers of the sick care industrial complex of America. You're getting shorter because you're getting old. Your heart gets weaker as you get into the later years of life. Losing some of your memory is only natural if you're a senior citizen. Bad posture is a normal part of the aging process. Arthritis and osteoporosis come with aging, but we have several prescription medications to quell the pain. Vision and hearing loss are common for elderly folks because your senses dull and naturally become impaired with old age. Your health problems are all genetic, but we can manage the symptoms and pain with medications. Heard enough? And again, this is on the Facebook page, but I'm also going to put it into the chat room in case anybody wants it there. This is such a crock. An inside look at the top 10 reasons elderly Americans have common health issues and why nobody needs prescription medications for aging. Sodium fluoride is in U.S. municipal tap water. That's 1B. Eating animal fat and canola oil daily for decades. And there's nothing wrong with animal fat. Why they have that in here, and I don't know. Let me see who wrote this article. S.D. Wells of Natural News. Like, I generally like national news, but every once in a while they throw a bonehead comment in. There is absolutely nothing wrong with animal fat. As a matter of fact, you need animal fat. That's where cholesterol comes from. And without cholesterol, you are dead. Low cholesterol is ultimately and definitely more dangerous than high cholesterol. Now, they're right in the fact about the canola oil. It is one of the most deadly oils you could possibly drink or take. It's nasty as all get out. It's toxic, and causes heart issues, causes cancer, causes inflammation throughout your body. So number three, taking chemical-based lab-made prescription medications for years. Definitely a problem. Four, getting heavy metal toxin-laced flu shots and vaccines for decades. Another problem. Five, taking an aspirin a day for years. That is another asinine thing that doctors tell you to do to thin your blood so you won't have a stroke. If you just take the right nutrition, if you get the essential fatty acids you need, which come as part of the Longevity Healthy Body Start Pack, you will never have to worry about thick blood and strokes, clotting type strokes or thrombotic strokes. And I told, you know, my brother was in this position. You know, my mom called me one day and said, you know, my brother was in the hospital, he's had some issues, and now they have him on a baby aspirin every day. And I said, do not let him do that. He needs essential fatty acids. That's the natural thing that the body uses to make sure the blood is the proper thickness and viscosity. By taking an aspirin a day, aspirin causes gastric bleeding and death. And I told her, I said, if he does this, within a few years, he will develop an ulcer. And sure enough, almost 2 years to the day, he's back in the hospital being treated for an ulcer. They had to go in and cauterize it. And I said, there you go. You remember a couple of years ago when I told you not to let him have those aspirin? If you're taking aspirin every day, you are being played a fool by your medical people. Because they're fools. And they tend to spread their ignorance all over the place wherever they can. Do not take aspirin every day. Do not take NSAID pain relievers every day unless you want to be getting a total knee replacement or two or three or four. That's right. There's people out there with only two legs that have had multiple three, four knee replacements. Liz, what's her name? Actress, big one from years gone by. Elizabeth, brain fart. Anyway, she's had three hip replacements. How many hips does she have? Just two. Because the medical community screws things up and they have to redo it and redo it and redo it. Anyway, number six, consuming the wrong, cheap, corporate-made supplements daily, including calcium supplements. That is definitely true. Most of the big-name dietary supplements on the you can find in the grocery stores and health food stores, guess who make them? Big Pharma. You know, a long time ago, I've had her on a couple of times, former pharmaceutical representative, last name's Olson, Gwen Olson, wrote a book called Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. And in that, she basically dispelled all the stuff about pharmaceutical companies and everything. And when she was on my show, she actually told me, because I asked her about it, I said, is it or is it not true that the, you know, just like happens in all other areas, you have a nutraceutical company that is doing well, the drug companies will come in and buy them up and either put them on the shelf and shut them down completely, or they will produce a crappy substandard product that doesn't work, which then forces people into their high-end pharmaceuticals. And she says, definitely. And she was working for a company that actually bought Nature's Made, which if you see your primetime TV ads, they're the only nutraceutical that I know of that are advertised during prime time as the number one pharmacist-recommended supplement, which are absolute crap. They do nothing for you except take your money and run it down a black hole and force you to end up on drugs. So take and consuming wrong, cheap, corporate-made supplements daily, including calcium supplements. Calcium is one of the worst ones, and I'll give you a quick idea of why. If you go to any grocery store or health food store, you will find bottles of 1,000 milligram calcium tablets. Okay? They're like a horse pill. They're big. And normally they are either calcium lactate or calcium citrate. And when you have that, a 1,000 milligram calcium lactate or calcium citrate tablet, basically what you have is 280 milligrams of calcium and 720 milligrams of citrate or lactate, because the mineral has to be bonded to something else to help it be absorbed. And that calcium is ground up rock for the most part, which is not the kind of calcium your body is designed to absorb. So, what happens is, you take a 1,000 milligram calcium citrate or calcium lactate tablet, which contains 280 milligrams of calcium. The rest is filler, basically. Your body can only absorb about 10% of an organic mineral like that, or an inorganic mineral. Basically, it's a rock. Excuse my terms, I'm getting backwards. Anyway, you can only absorb about 10% of that. So out of that 280 milligrams from a 1,000 milligram tablet, you're going to absorb maybe 28 milligrams of calcium. So you're going to get 28 milligrams out of a 1,000 milligram tablet. Your body needs 1,200 milligrams per 100 pounds. So let's say you weigh 100 pounds and you need 1,200 milligrams. You're only getting 28 per tablet. That means you have to take 42.857142, or rounded up, 43 of those 1,000 milligram tablets per day to get the right amount of calcium for a 100 pound person. How many people out there do you think are going to do that? Basically, if you do that, one of the things you end up with is belching and farting disease, and you're probably going to need a jackhammer to have a bowel movement. Longevity's calcium is the right kind, it's plant-derived, and it's 98% absorbable. The most absorbable calcium on the market, bar none. Closest thing to it is about 60%, and that stuff's usually only available by prescription or from physicians. So why not get the right stuff and save yourself a boatload of money? People always complain and about old longevity products. They might be good, but they're so expensive. I said, well, let's look at it this way. I take my longevity products. I take two Healthy Start packs a month. It's about $250 plus shipping and tax. I got rid of AFib. I got rid of arthritis. I rebuilt both of my knees and saved thousands and thousands of dollars on total knee replacements. I saved myself taking Prilosec every single day, which, number one, I had to pay for the drugs, and not to mention the damage it was doing to my body. Because I had gastric reflux for 20-some years, and I couldn't get off of the drugs. Stopped taking the drugs the same day I started taking the longevity products, and haven't had any trouble since. Got rid of sensitive teeth. Saved a lot of money on the fancy toothpaste that you can only get that have fluoride in them, for sensitive teeth, so I don't do that. And all this other stuff that's been basically saved me by taking a couple $100 a month worth of nutrition. You, on the other hand, go to the grocery store, buy these crappy things that don't work because they're inexpensive, and you still have high blood pressure, you still have arthritis, you still have gastric reflux, you still have bone on bones in your joints, and all kinds of other things which are driving you towards surgeries and pharmaceutical drugs. Which is more expensive? In my opinion, I don't care what your financial situation is, you cannot afford not to be on at least the basic minerals, if not the entire 90 for life, at least the 60 plant-derived minerals. And I can't find a single person in the United States who could say that they cannot afford one bottle of minerals for $22 a month. The same people that try and tell me that are watching a 60-inch flat-screen TV, drinking their Bud Light, eating their pizza, and smoking a pack of cigarettes a day or more, but they can't afford good nutrition. And to them, I say that's okay. There'll be more air for us to breathe once you're gone. Anyway, so that was number six. taking blood thinners for years on end. Not only just aspirin, but rat poison, Coumadin and warfarin. Again, those things are bad news. I have a guy at my church who I, love dearly, but he is so unable to stick with a nutritional protocol. And I don't know if it's his lack of stick-to-itiveness or it's his wife's, inability to understand how important it is or what. But he has been on blood thinners for a number of years. And if you pull up his pant legs and look at the calves, they are purple. He has no feeling in his toes. And his legs just look like something out of a, zombie apocalypse movie. And oddly enough, I take my pulse electromagnetic therapy device to the church every so often, and if he's there, I wrap one of the pads around his legs and give him an 8-minute session, and by the time the 8 minutes are up, he's telling me about how his legs feel so much better, they're not throbbing like they were, and he can actually feel warmth in his toes again. They're not numb, and they're not cold. And that's just after 1 8-minute session of a device that is designed to accentuate cellular-level circulation. But does he want to get one? No. He just keeps going to the doctor and getting his blood thinners. Don't do it. Blood thinners are pharmaceutical MD's way of replacing the essential fatty acids that you need. If you had proper omega-3, 6, and 9s in your diet, your blood would be the proper viscosity and you wouldn't need blood thinners. You wouldn't have to worry. As a matter of fact, that's one of the 10 times Dr. Wallach has sued the FDA and won was to basically get the qualified health claim stating that supplementing with essential fatty acids will virtually eliminate the risk of thrombotic stroke or the stroke where you have a clot. And in his case, it's totally, they just say stroke in general, which includes bleeding strokes. Now, I'm not sure if that's definitely the case, but definitely the ones that are caused by clots, because you're not going to have clots if you got the right omega-3, 6, and 9s, essential fatty acids in your system. So, becoming and staying obese. Exactly. That's the last thing you want to do. It puts extra pressure on everything. Extra stress on the heart, the vascular system, the bones and joints, the muscles, everything is stressed when you are overweight. Your body's designed to handle a natural homeostatic amount of weight. And when you double and triple what it should be carrying, it's only natural that there's going to be a problem, and eventually that last French fry will literally be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Number 9, being malnourished due to conventional and genetically modified foods. Yep. Dr. Wonk has been saying this for the better part of 40 to 50 years. Excuse me just a second. He has been saying that it is virtually impossible to get the nutrition you need simply by eating food. Especially the crap that passes for food in this day and age. And listening to any idiot MD who says you don't need the supplement, it'll only give you expensive urine, and that you can get everything you need from eating the 4 main food groups, that guy has rectocranial inversion to the terminal extent. There is no truth to anything they say. The best way to tell if a MD is lying is look to see if their lips are moving. They're pretty much like politicians. And it may not be purposeful. It's a result of their training. Their training is in drugs, vaccines, and surgery, and it doesn't equip them, like I always say, to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. They have no nutritional training. Therefore, you should not go to an MD for a chronic health issue. That is your biggest mistake, and that should be number 1 on the list. Taking the wrong dog to the hunt. Okay, and number 10, bad posture for decades cuts off oxygen and nutrient supplies to the brain, assuming you're getting any nutrients. So, yes, bad posture is definitely an issue. Obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, arthritis, osteoporosis, and heart disease are all preventable, but not with medications. And that's the other thing. the only medications that prevent or cure anything are a handful of antibiotics, which are designed to deal with bacterial infections. That is less than 1% of all the pharmaceuticals that are out there. So 99% of all pharmaceutical drugs don't cure anything. They simply manage symptoms by poisoning biochemical pathways in your body and keeping you from your body from doing what it should do naturally. So if you're over, are you overweight, hunched over, arching or aching constantly, confused, and staring at a handful of prescription pills that are all prescribed to address the side effects caused by these conditions? The only way to have universal health care in the USA is to tax all the working folks at around 75%, thus raising about $220 trillion to spend on the 100 million Americans who have eaten poorly for decades and are wrongfully medicated for all their health issues, including diseases and disorders that have grown from that negligence. I, for one, absolutely refuse to pay for someone else's stupidity. You know, if someone else has abused their body their entire life, gone to idiot MDs for treatment, and are on the brink of death, as far as I'm concerned, let natural processes take their course. But I am not going to give one penny of my hard-earned money so that they can continue to do the stupid things they do. Period. Call me cold-hearted or anything else, but as far as I'm concerned, your problems are your problems. And they are not my problem, and nor do I have to pay for your problems. That's why socialized health care, socialized anything. Welfare, as far as I'm concerned, that's the business of the church and the family, not the government. They have no business being involved in anything that subsidizes other people's laziness, stupidity, ignorance, illness, or anything else. Period. Yeah. I'm not cold-hearted. I'm just a realist. And too many people in this day and age, just as Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. Some people can, some people can't, but I tell it regardless. Welcome to America, home of toxic meat, milk, and tap water. Most of the elderly people living in the U.S. today have spent their last 30 years consuming genetically modified corn and soy that's laced with pesticides that fuel chronic inflammation, cancer, and dementia. The majority of American meat and dairy comes from CAFOs, where, and I don't know what that is, I'm assuming it's like some kind of commercial animal farming operations, maybe. That's the best I can figure. Where animals are abused, live in their own feces, and are shot up with hormones and antibiotics daily. Those animals are fed GMOs, so their flesh and byproducts provide a double dose of poison. And let me add something else when it comes to going out and eating meat. If you go to a restaurant that proudly advertises they're halal friendly, turn around and leave. If you have never seen how meat is processed in order to be halal approved, put it this way. Have you seen any of the things where the journalists who are captured by ISIS, they have their heads cut off? And it's not quick and swift like with a guillotine. It's slow. They hold your hair. They tie your arms behind your back. They pull your head back so your neck is openly exposed. And they start to saw with a not-so-sharp knife. And it is a gruesome, painful, excruciatingly torturous event. That's exactly how cattle are butchered for halal meats, which doesn't surprise me given the fact that Islam is one of the most disgusting, unholy excuses for a religion, which it is not. It is a political ideology based on the conquest of the entire world. It has nothing to do with religion. They just claim to be a religion so that they can, you know, in this case, in this country, hide under the First Amendment. They are not a religion. And they are barbarous. And there are videos on YouTube. I actually posted one on Facebook a while ago that I got as a email. And it showed this poor steer locked in a device that holds it stable so it can't move. It struggled like crazy, but it was locked in so it couldn't get away. And the look on its face, how its eyes got huge as they started to cut from the throat on up, was absolutely one of the most disgusting things I have ever seen. And that is what has to be done in order for meat to be considered halal certified. So just like everything else about the Muslim faith and the Islam crap that claims to be a religion, ideology, this is just one more reason why they should not be allowed in this country, or the world for that matter. I'm sorry. There is no way, I'm a Christian, straightforward. The Bible tells us, it gives us domain and dominion over animals. And with that dominion means humane treatment. I'm not saying you need to be a vegan or a vegetarian. Animals are there for us to eat. But they are to be processed respectfully and humanely. Not, raised like this in their own feces, cramped in cages, and everything else. And then on top of that, have their head sawed off with a dull knife. That is absolutely wrong by anybody's standards other than Islamic, which doesn't surprise me. So anyway, I just had to throw that in there. If you are looking for something halal friendly, don't. If I see something that says, they're, halal certified, I'll refuse to eat there, and I will make sure that they know why. Anyway, moving right along, because we only got a few minutes left. Experiencing brittle bones, hip fractures, arthritis, and dementia. Fluoride dripped in America's tap water is an insecticide, a drug, and a chemical compound that destroys bone mass, deteriorates the disc in your spine and neck, and in the long run makes you shorter and less intelligent, lowers your IQ. That's a definite proven fact. Fluoride can also fuel prostate cancer and bladder cancer. This is all scientifically proven by mountains of research. Americans load up for years on the wrong kinds of calcium, too, including the kind from dairy products and cheap supplements. Calcium is then pulled from the body as a defense system and formed into kidney and gallstones. That is not totally correct. Kidney and gallstones come when you have not enough calcium in your system. It's not the wrong kinds. If you get calcium into your system, you've absorbed some. It's just you haven't absorbed enough. And your body, the parathyroid gland, releases parathormone, which is a hormone which causes calcium to be leached from your bones and put into the bloodstream, and then it goes into the kidneys and gallbladder and makes gallstones and kidney stones. Mostly gallstones are not normally calcium. They're just, chunks of fat. But kidney stones are an issue. And that's something that you have to, if you've got getting kidney stones, you have raging osteoporosis, you need lots and lots of calcium. Unlike what the MDs tell you, which is to avoid calcium at all costs, because they're idiots. And that's all we have time for today. We're at the top of the hour just about. So this article is on the Facebook page, if you want to catch it and read the whole thing. And otherwise, tomorrow's going to be a replay, and we'll be back on Monday with our Bitcoin call as normal. And just take care of your body, because it's the only place you have to live. And we'll see you next week. Have a good one, and God bless.